This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week, our purpose here on this program is to examine what's going on the American family farm scene, American small business that supports agriculture, and the locavore movement. I have had the pleasure of meeting and talking several times on the air on this program to a gentleman named Joel Salatin, who's become famous not only here in our country, but around the world for a farm that he and his family have put together in Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. It's called Polyface Farm. You can go to polyfacefarms.com to get the detail as to how he runs his farm. This is the third generation in his family, but your family didn't really farm the way you're farming, or did they? I mean, when you go back to the origins of Polyface and what it's really all about, it kind of does go back to the origins of agriculture. Culture here in our country, because everybody was doing everything.
Yeah, our family has been, we've got weirdness in our genes. My grandfather was a charter subscriber to Rodale's Organic Gardening and Farming magazine when it first came out in the late 1940s, there I think about 48, 49, and my dad got his kind of environmental bent from him, and I got it from Dad. So we always said Dad was environmental before Rachel Carson. Dad was organic before Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring. But we've always done it this way. But what we do though is we have continued to refine and do better. I mean, we compared to what we were doing 50 years ago, we're far more sophisticated and just know a lot more. And we have so much greater infrastructure to do now.
One of the things that appeals to me about you is your independent streak, much as I have that same independent streak when it comes to politics and the way the country is run and the way our food sources have developed or not, depending on your point of view. I noticed that you were thinking about, or there were some people who thought you ought to run for president, and you've been asked in a number of interviews some questions that would be asked of someone who is a presidential contender. And I wonder how you view all of that. Shouldn't we have a party that maybe we could call it the food party or the real food party?
That would be funny. That would be great. Yes, there have been numerous requests for me to run for president, but that does float my boat right now. Interestingly, we are on the road right now going to the CPAC thing in Washington where I'm going to talk. I don't know if we'll see any of the presidential candidates there or not, but
I'm betting you will.
I'm going to talk there about food. You know, it's interesting that in all the presidential debates, I've not even heard the word food or even farm, really. It has become such a non-issue, it seems.
Well, Joel, let's think about that. And I hope you bring this up at CPAC. This is one of on my radio, my Mondays through Friday radio program that I do, the Good Day Show, one of the things that's been a big issue has been this dark act and the shenanigans going on, not only behind the scenes, but they're so open. Their corruption, these big companies, everybody calls it Monsanto, the Monsanto bill, but there are plenty of other culprits to go around here. And how I've said every day on the air, this ought to be, and I did a survey as to what the top five or six things were that were on people's minds on my Facebook page, and the dysfunction of government. government came in as number one, and that you can see, and that's really why people are supporting Trump and Bernie Sanders. In the lowest, but not out of the picture, was the concern about food, where it's coming from, where we're getting it, how we're going to continue to feed our country. The government, as you and I have discussed before and agreed on, is doing pretty much everything in its power to put the family farmer out of business. It's so obvious what's going on at the hands of these big agribusinesses, and yet nobody's making an issue out of it. So I hope you're going to make a lot of noise.
I will. You know, you go down the interstate, and you see these signs, you know, 1 in 5 American children is hungry, and that, you know, my heart goes out to that. That's 1 in 5. But I can tell you that 5 in 5, I mean, that's just 20% are hungry, but I can guarantee you 100% of small farmers that want to actually access their neighborhoods with food, and I'm not talking about organic or any, I'm just saying, you know, somebody that wants to, you know, butcher a chicken in the backyard or make some charcuterie or hot dogs or pot pies or some kimchi or you know, name your items, some cheese. Every single one of those food producers, those farmers / food producers, will have to go through a gauntlet of regulatory harassment just to access their adjacent neighbor with food or fiber. I mean, you know, on our farm, I can't cut a tree, mill the log into lumber and make a chair and sell it to an adjacent neighbor, because we're zoned agriculture and building a chair is manufacturing, and that's illegal in an agricultural zone.
Isn't this mindless?
So,
this
so
is
what,
the craziness
so what
that
we
we're
have are, yeah, we have this plethora of segregationist you know, gauntlet that prohibit the kind of access and democratized, decentralized market share access to aspiring entrepreneurial rural folks. And it's the result is it destroys choice in the consuming populace. It reduces choice in the market. And secondly, it arbitrarily concessionizes or subsidizes both politically and economically a centralized elitist type of production. And that's not good for the country, and it certainly isn't good for rural America.
No, you see the interference every day. Let's continue in this vein in a moment. We're going to pause now. Joel Salatin, who is famous now around the country and around the world for creating with his family Polyface Farms, the website polyfacefarms.com, continues with me. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
However you dream of saying I do, David's Bridal has a dress to match your style, your wedding, and your budget. Right now, every wedding dress is on sale. Yes, every wedding dress, even our newest arrivals, and even our exclusive designer collections, including Oleg Cassini, Trulli Zegposen, Melissa Sweet, and more. Save $50 to $150 on all regular price wedding dresses, and up to $500 on select styles. The sale ends November 1st. Hurry in to find your perfect dress for way less at David's Bridal. Excludes DB Studio.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free
free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
And now. Insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Continue on now, the American Family Farm, and our focus on the farm services that come from Polyface Farms, the ideas that Joel Salatin and his family have, not only in agriculture, but in politics. He has a new book that I want to talk about a little bit as time allows here during the course of our conversation and how his farm operates. But he's hit on something that is in my wheelhouse. As I've told you before, Joel, I'm not a broad farmer. I do dairy. I don't have the ability. And frankly, I don't really. What you've done is create something that's magnificent. I'm sort of wanting to do something different with my farm, but it doesn't make any difference. I'm still confronted with the same things that you are: water, the regulatory processes that have. I've sold raw milk on my farm, and I've pretty much hung out to dry by the so-called establishment, and you know, just that kind of stuff. People are saying that they want these things. People should be able to get whatever they want. The government be damned. The government isn't smarter than you are, not smarter than I am. And by the way, even if people aren't that smart, it's up to them to educate themselves, not the government tell you what they think is right or wrong based on whose campaign contribution is the largest.
Well, what we've got, I think we have a couple of issues. One is that the government's track record is horrendous. When it comes to food, well, no government agency besides the USDA, I call it USDA, has been more successful in annihilating its constituency. The number of farms now is so small that we have twice as many people incarcerated in prison as we have farming, and we think that's so successful we should export that model around the world. So the government's track record in food has not been good either. I mean, they for decades told us to eat hydrogenated vegetable oil and forget the butter and the lard and all that, and now not only, has that been determined to be harmful, now the accepted dose, the tolerable dose is not a little, it's the zero, they told us for decades to eat, cows that were fed dead cows, and of course gave us bovine spongiform encephalopathy. Then they told us the food pyramid, and put Twinkies on the bottom. You need a lot more Twinkies and crackers, and gave us the obesity and type 2 diabetes epidemic. Then they told us to go to the genetically modified organisms, which are now being linked to autism and spontaneous abortions and dairy animals and all sorts of maladies. My point is that only a fool would entrust these bureaucrats with the integrity of our food. It doesn't make any sense. And you can't be for big government and local food. Anyone who's interested in local food cannot be, for big centralized federal government oversight over it, because those two are, in debate we call that schizophrenic reasoning.
Yes. Well, hold on to that thought for a second, Joel. I'm going to pause for a minute, and I want to come back to that thought. Joel Saladin is here, third-generation farmer. He comes from Virginia. Polyface Farms is what he and his family are operating. They have poultry and beef. They have veggies. They have everything. This is a self-enclosed, if you will, farm that does pretty much everything, and it's become the model for a lot of expansion, frankly, with younger people who are thinking about farming. This is the American Family Farmer.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Family Farmer on the Air weekly program. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the family farms, what's going on there, what the influences are as to the locavore movement, the small family ag businesses that are ancillary to what's going on the family farm, the attack on the family farm, the attack on your choices, the dark act, and how incredibly this isn't even ornery, these people. They're devious. And so the people who are supporting the likes of Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are the people who are at the grassroots of these movements, because they see what's going on. They know the people don't like government, and they may not always know why they don't like it. They know they just don't like it because things aren't getting done. And you see the quality of the people that have worked in the current administration and the past administration who just don't know anything. They come from the industries. They rework. You were talking about the USDA, USDA, I have to remember that. They're decimating the agricultural community, and their controls with money. And if you don't do what we say, you won't get any money. And people are, you know, brought into the picture by being bribed with federal funds to do it the way those guys want it done instead of the way it ought to be done. And you see this, you get a headache every day when you are confronting these things, Joel. You were in a thread, and I wanted you to go back to that thread of reasoning that you were on a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, well, the other part is that when we talk about food choice, well, we've got people all over the country that are desperate to get something local that's transparent, accountable, that's not in their supermarket, and standing between them and the exercise of their freedom of choice are these incredible hurdles that make it difficult for them to access food on the local level. And you know, when the industry says, well, you know, we've got to have these huge, you know, mega operations and factory farms to feed the world, the fact is that many, 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 many small farms not only are more secure and resilient and less like, you know, less fragile, if you will, but secondly, they're also far, far more productive because they tend to be multi-species, relational-oriented, you know, more attention to detail, and, you know, more observant, so they don't have as much sickness and disease and things like that. I mean, food recalls are primarily not coming from farmers' markets, community-supported agriculture, or direct market farms. The foodborne bacteria problems, issues are coming in the, you know, the mega food industrial system. The fact is that it just is easier to ride herd on pathogens and sickness and bioterrorism, or, you know, name your poison. It's easier to ride herd on that when there are many, many, many eyes looking at the acreage, many eyes looking at the food system, many eyes looking into the eyes of your customer, so that you have direct producer-consumer relationships.
Well,
those relationships ultimately really create a lot of security.
The other side of that is that there hasn't been, you say it doesn't, I don't know of one, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know one incident where there was listeria, where there was salmonella, E. coli, any of these problems that you have from the huge farms that package lettuce and spinach or whatever it is. I mean, I can recall a few problems with listeria on dairy farms because listeria is insidious. You can't go into a store, you can't go into your refrigerator. You can't go anywhere without having listeria in some way, shape, or form. That's just the way it is. It's hard to get rid of. It's pretty prevalent. And, you know, never mind the argument that if you have a strong immune system, none of these things will bother you. But the problem when the USDA and the FDA come down on the small farmers and this Food Safety Act that is abysmal, horrible, a creature of Monsanto and these other boobs, they come after the people that they can come after versus the people that they ought to be going after. The family farmer is not responsible for any of these maladies, any of these problems. It's the big guys, and yet the focus of the Food Safety Enhancement Act is all toward the small family farmer because they can't. The other guys are unreachable, untouchable.
Yeah.
So we have
this huge
bureaucracy.
Yeah, the FSMA, the Food Safety Modernization Act, all the regulatory oversight is highly scale prejudicial. So the regulations scale up very well, very efficiently if you're bigger, but don't scale down very well. And that is the quintessential definition of tyranny when the big guys get a pass and the little guys take it on the chin.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk a little about how your farm operates. I think that what I would like to spend when we're back in just a few moments, but I want to have you talk a little about your philosophy, what people can actually get when they go to Polyface Farms. What do you have 5,000 families or so that you're feeding. You now have retail outlets that are connected to the farm. You have restaurants that are connected to the farm. This is a model not only for people who want to buy, but for people who are trying to develop ways of distributing their various products. The farmers markets are really going gangbusters, and that tells you something about what people's choices are, except the government wants you not to have any choices. That's why these guys in the Republican Party, and I'm a lifelong Republican, they disgust me because of what's going on now, which we'll talk about more. Joel Salatin from Polyface Farms here on The American Family Farmer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
American Family Farmer, focusing continually on this polyface farm. I would say farm, but they're farms, the number of farms that are producing food for hundreds if not thousands of families, the things that they have. I'm going to have Joel Salatin, who runs Polyface Farms, become an international figure. He's been asked to run for president. He's got a new book that's all about what's going on in his mind as to the way farming ought to be, and frankly, in my mind, it ought to be the way he describes it as well. But tell people who may not know about you what the width and breadth is of what you raise, how you distribute it, and
sure.
How you've decided that this is profitable and that isn't profitable, where your profit centers are, maybe.
and do it all in a minute. Okay. Well, we're in pastured livestock primarily. I mean, we do raise, you know, vegetables and fruit for ourselves to eat, but for sale, what we have is pastured livestock. So we're in, we call it salad bar beef, where the cattle are grass finished, moved every day to a new salad bar, paddock to paddock, in what we call mob stocking, herbivorous, solar conversion, lignified carbon sequestration, fertilization.
And, for you.
and then we follow the cows with the egg mobiles, and these are laying hens, several hundred, well, thousands actually, of laying hens who free range out, eat the fly maggots out of the cow patties, strew the patties around for fertilization, eat the grasshoppers and crickets out of the newly exposed, you know, freshly grazed pasture, and act as a biological pasture sanitizer, and lay eggs as a byproduct of pasture sanitation. Then we raise broiler chickens in portable floorless shelters that we move every morning across the pasture so they get fresh lounge area, fresh air, sunshine, exercise, bugs, grass, along with GMO-free grain. That's no genetically modified organism grain. Then, of course, we raise pigs. That's our number one production right now is pigs. They're raised on pasture as well. And then fattened in acorn glens, we raised, we'll be pushing 1,000 of those annually. And and then we have turkeys for Thanksgiving, again, out on pasture, rabbits on pasture. Everything is out on grass. And in the winter, you know, of course, a lot of the chickens, the meat chickens and the turkeys we don't have. But, the things are in hoop houses so they can stay warm with deep bedding and things during the wintertime. We market all this to about 6,000 families and about 50 restaurants. And then we also sell on the farm as well to people who come by the farm. So it's a multifaceted marketing endeavor with a cornucopia of choice for our customers. Now our grandsons have gotten involved, and one of them has lambs and one of them has duck eggs. So now we've added lamb and duck eggs to the repertoire, and that's real exciting to see the next generation coming on and moving forward with it.
All right, so you've written a number of articles as well on how people can farm. One of the ones, I think the first time I talked to you, we talked about the Entrepreneur's Guide to Start and Succeed as a Farmer. What do you think about the young farmers, their training, their acumen, their interests as they're coming along?
Well, we do a formal internship and apprenticeship training program, and I think that there is just a groundswell, almost a tsunami, if you will, of young interest in farming. You know, this is what's sparking Bernie Sanders. We've got a new generation of idealists, you know, that are ready to do something valuable with their life instead of mercenary with their life. I find that extremely heartening and exciting. And I'm not a Bernie fan by any means, but he is tapping into that, you know, that youthful fantasy idealistic world, and I'm very glad to see it. And so we're seeing just hundreds of young people wanting to come to farming. And if we had a breakdown of these hurdles, if we had these hurdles broken down to where a person could actually, you know, produce and value add on their farm very easily and access a neighborhood or their church community or their Ruritan Club or, you know, people that want decent food to access it easily, you know, it would fundamentally just exponentially increase the opportunities for entrepreneurial local market options for new young people want to be farmers. I think it'd just be wonderful.
Well, we have a lot of land. The recent exposure to what the government's doing and people paying attention who are really listening and following what was happening in Oregon, even though there may have been some things that were done improperly by those people who were up there, what it did, the occupation of that land in Oregon, called attention to the fact that the federal government owns about 25% of all the land in America. They keep farmers from using it. I've told my story any number of times about a 35, 40-acre parcel of land that was used by a farmer for corn. He decided not to use it anymore, so I went in and I was going to use it, and I talked to the people in charge, and they said, no, we think we're going to use this. We have a new species of bird that needs to be protected. Well, this is land that's on a 2,400-acre wildlife refuge in Massachusetts, eastern Massachusetts. And the fact that they would not let me continue, and the way I talked to the woman who was in charge of this was as arrogant and annoying as any government. She said, my job is not to help farmers. My job is to protect birds. And I said, well, without the farmers, you're not going to have any birds, lady. And I get,
well,
I get,
yeah. Yeah, there again, you've got this tension and this assumption that farming cannot be done in an environmentally enhancing way. And I think those of us who decry the overreach of the radical environmentalists need to preface all of our comments with a mea culpa, if you will, you know, an appreciation that much of the history of humankind is, you know, rape and abuse and the conquistador mentality to the land. But it doesn't have to be that way. We can, the hands that can hurt can also heal. And the notion that farming is inherently damaging to the land is a terrible misnomer. But I understand the guilt, and I understand the mindset. But all I can say is come visit our farm, you know, come visit, you know, hundreds of really sound soil building, water increasing, air freshening farms around the country, and you will see that these are not incompatible things, which actually is one of the reasons that I written this new book that will come out May 7th. The title is The Marvelous Bigness of Pigs, Nurturing and Caring for All of God's Creation. And it's aimed at the kind of the faith community, the religious right, which of course dominates in rural America, who's, you know, we'll still appreciate the fearfully and wonderfully made aspects of nature and that God's hand is in this. But unfortunately, too often we've not taken what we believe in the pew and applied it to what we believe on the menu. And so this book is a visceral explanation, if you will, of how all of physical creation is an object lesson of spiritual truth. So how do we make a farm and a food system that manifests forgiveness, neighborliness, abundance, faith, you know, all these great spiritual principles we talk about in our faith group, how do we translate that into something that looks like that on the land and on the plate? And that's what this new book is about. I'm very excited about it, and I trust that both the faith community will find out what the Judeo-Christian ethic, the Bible, has to say about, you know, food and farming in a visceral, physical way, not an academic, theological way. And secondly, the non-faith community to realize that the faith community, which too often has poo-pooed creation stewardship and gotten into bed with Monsanto and Cargill, the non-faith community will realize that that is a misunderstanding and a misrepresentation of basic, you know, faith biblical truths. And so it'll have a broad base. But anyway, that's the point is to explain how our walk and our talk need to synchronize so that we get, you know, what we believe in our heads and our hearts, so we actually produces action through our hands and our feet that actually is consistent with what we think.
Joel Salatin, the operator of Polyface Farms, will talk more about his new book in a moment as The American Family Farmer continues.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two. Switch to GEICO and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the GEICO Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. GEICO. Get savings into your life. Visit GEICO.com today.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Joel Saladin is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Weekly American Family Farmer with our way of analyzing problems that you're having as a family farmer, trying to find solutions. And I would suggest there are lots of solutions if you go to Joel Saladin's website, polyfacefarms.com. There's been so much written. I first became aware of you when I was teaching as a layperson an adjunct course in agriculture at Babson College in Wellesley, Massachusetts. The professor was studying Polyface Farm, and he wanted to know, because my farm has some of the similarities, so he brought me in to lecture a couple, three or four times on farm and compared it to Polyface Farm, and we had great conversation. That was really my first exposure to you and what you're doing, and since then, I have been brought back any number of times. This particular course, and this prof is smart. He understands the whole business, the questions that are coming. When Babson is both the undergraduate and graduate level degrees are all business degrees, people trying to get into businesses. And they came to study my farm and did a lot of work for me, helping out how I could better do things on business principles. We as farmers don't always do a good job with the business of farming, because many of us are more wrapped up in the actual act of farming and doing the things that you were describing earlier, helping save the land, helping be good stewards of the land. I resent the hell out of people who would tell me that my cows are damaging the environment. I can argue with them, and I can go toe-to-toe with them any number of ways. But, you know, you have all of this stuff. The news media isn't really the news media. It is bought and paid for by whoever is advertising in the newspaper. And we all know the Monsanto and Cargill, ADM on the Sunday morning news programs. All these people spend lots of dough trying to, basically brainwash the public.
Yeah, sure. And that's one reason why I think it's imperative for us to get people out onto our farm. We don't want no trespassing signs. I saw a great sign on a farm in Australia. It looked like a no trespassing sign, but when you got up to it, it said trespassers will be impressed.
Yes.
And you know, that's the kind of foot forward that you and I need to present to our culture. We're not the enemy. We're actually the healer. We're actually the security. We're doing good things, and people need to be able to come out to our farms. We need to invite them out, do hay rides, do tours, do events, so that the urban sector, which is so, as you know, so incredibly disconnected and frankly ignorant about food, about farming, so that they can actually reconnect with their ecological umbilical. These are the most visceral, intimate, and foundational aspects of life that you and I are dealing with. You know, our food. You know, next to the act of marriage, that's probably the most intimate thing that we do is take this material in. It becomes flesh of our flesh and bone of our bones. And yet, the average American, you know, doesn't even know that chicken has bones, or that milk comes from a cow, or you know, that black cows don't give chocolate milk, and that you don't need a rooster with the hens for them to lay eggs, and all those kinds of things. So being able to interact and encourage folks with edutainment on our farms is just part and parcel of the entire healing connectedness process.
All right, Joel's book is called Marvelous Pigness. Give me the whole title again.
Yeah, the Marvelous Pigness of Pigs, Nurturing and Caring for All God's Creation.
All right, look for that book when it comes out in May. Joel, thank you for being here on this week's edition of The American Family Farmer. Check out Joel Saladin's website, polyfacefarms.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this comment. Listening to Joel Saladin from the Polyface Farm earlier in this program made me think, and I hope it made a lot of you think, about what's going on in our country, what's going on with agriculture. Some of you really disagree with Mr. Saladin's points of view, which are basically my points of view and basically the points of view of this program. The program is aimed at helping and helping with the issues, solving the problems that the American family farmer has, the small ag business person, the locavore who's trying to find poultry or beef or vegetables or milk or pork or lamb, whatever it is. And it's very, very challenging now because of the interference of the government. And if you don't think that's true, let me bring you to the state of Nebraska, where this past week, an effort to enshrine farming and ranching rights into the Constitution of the state of Nebraska hit a major roadblock. The Legislative Committee on Agriculture rejected this measure to place on the ballot in the November general election something that would, for all time moving ahead, would put in the Constitution the right to farm. I have the right to farm in my community and in my state. The right to farm is basically a way for farmers to protect themselves from the onslaught of ignorance that comes as farms are eaten up or the farms are gobbled up in areas that now become suburban communities and there are a few remaining farms, and the people that live in the communities who say they move there because of the beautiful bucolic scenes, the pastures and the animals and stuff, when people start spreading manure or there is a smell from the farmyard or some other item that goes with farming, people raise a stink, pardon the pun, and it sometimes goes to ignorant boards of selectmen, more ignorant city councils who don't get it, and they pass regulations to put farmers out of business. So in Nebraska, you'd think there would be, this would be easy. This would be easy aces. Nebraska, big farm state. How could they argue against having farming and ranching as a right? This constitutional amendment, known as Measure LR378CA, failed to muster enough support to advance out of the Agriculture Committee. The senators have raised concerns that the measure was too broad. For example, for those of you in Nebraska, well, this is just, I think this is telling because there are a lot of these things that are on the books or on the table in many states. Senator Jerry Johnson of Wahoo, Nebraska, who's the chairman of the committee, said lawmakers had to have more time to study the issue, and he doesn't plan to allow another vote. So one guy can stop on the state level, a vote to guarantee the right to engage in farming and ranching practices. This proposal would prevent the legislature from passing any new regulations without a compelling state interest. North Dakota voters approved a similar measure a couple of years ago. Missouri did the same thing. Oklahoma voters are going to consider a right to farm amendment in the election there. So the committee was split 2-2 to advance the measure for debate in the full legislature. Three other senators abstained. They then voted on whether to kill the proposal, only mustered two votes to do that. Four senators voted against the motion to indefinitely postpone. One abstained. So understand what's going on here and in many other parts of our country. And when you look at what the critics, by the way, are saying about this measure, could have prevented lawmakers from defining what constitutes farming and ranching. Animal welfare groups argued that the measure might be construed to apply to a puppy mill and cockfighting rings, that kind of stuff. Let's define farming as what it is. We all know what it is. It isn't any of those things. Senator Ernie Chambers of Omaha, a well-known animal welfare advocate, said he would have mounted a filibuster against the proposal had it made it to the floor. This is one of the nuttiest things I've ever seen, he said. The proposal by Senator John Kuhn comes 4 years after Nebraska voters overwhelmingly approved an amendment to enshrine hunting, fishing, and animal harvesting rights in the state constitution. So is your state, is your community, is your county in this predicament? Who's doing a good job of protecting agriculture? That's the number one job here on this program, and that's why I want you to know what's going on in Nebraska and some other states. Comments can be sent to Doug@DougStephan.com. This is the weekly American Family Farmers radio program. I'm Doug Stephan.
We We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Big non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.